Now KRWG News, it's 7:45. Good morning, this is KC Counts. New Mexico election regulators have not completed required spot checks for campaign finance compliance amid escalating private spending on political campaigns and a shifting enforcement landscape. That from the Secretary of State yesterday. Maggie Toulouse-Oliver attributed some of the delay to scarce resources at the agency she oversees. Discrepancies or apparent violations that can't be resolved readily are eventually forwarded to the Attorney General for possible investigation. Starting in 2020, some referrals will be made to the newly created State Ethics Commission. Toulouse-Oliver pledged support for changes to increase campaign finance disclosures and auditing when she first won statewide election in 2016. Overdue reviews of campaign finance complaints had piled up under former Secretary of State Diana Duran, who resigned in 2015 before her conviction on embezzlement and money laundering charges after admitting she used campaign funds to fuel a gambling habit. Republicans' defense of the president amidst the ongoing impeachment inquiry is the subject of this week's commentary by Peter Goodman.
Republican efforts to defend Donald Trump from possible impeachment are making less and less sense. Trump held up congressional-mandated aid to Ukraine to bully Ukrainian President Zelensky into announcing he'd investigate Hunter Biden, son of ex-VP Joe Biden. A whistleblower complained. Senators questioned the delay. Trump released the aid. It's wrong to subordinate U.S. foreign policy, even U.S. security, to petty political whim. To distract us from that, Republicans scream for testimony from the whistleblower. But he or she acknowledged having no first-hand knowledge, and sworn witnesses with more first-hand knowledge are confirming the allegations. Whistleblower protection is essential to good government. Seeking this one's testimony is a red herring. Trump repeats there was no quid pro quo like a mantra, but his own guy, Ambassador Gordon Sondland, who gave Trump a boatload of campaign money, says there was a quid pro quo. Sondland sure ain't part of the deep state or a Democratic pawn. Trump's defenders say that since the aid was eventually released and Zelensky didn't investigate Biden, Trump couldn't have attempted extortion, but a misfiring gun doesn't clear you of attempted murder. Republicans add that Zelensky denies he was pressured. What alternative universe do they live in where Ukraine's president, dependent on us to survive Russian aggression, would voluntarily embarrass Trump? Ukraine needs us. Trump leads us. You do the math. More foolish yet is arguing Trump was deeply concerned about Ukrainian corruption. That's hard to say with a straight face. Our government had already certified sufficient Ukrainian progress on corruption to warrant the aid. Trump's friend Sondland testified that Trump cared about Biden and about the Russian spread myth that Ukraine interfered in our 2016 election. Meanwhile, Trump constantly tweets comments on the hearings that he insists he's not watching. He tried blatantly to intimidate witnesses this week, which ought to be another impeachment article. Trump's conduct has likely emboldened Russia. When Zelensky meets with Putin shortly, Trump's apparent affection for Putin and his minimal concern about Ukraine's security won't strengthen Zelensky's hand. We've heard some very admirable witnesses establish key facts. Trump is withholding documents and forbidding people to testify so he can cover up additional facts that could hurt him. For example, conservative Trump supporter Steve Bannon won't be fun for Trump to watch. It'd be fun to question Bannon about his mocking the Trump-Sondland efforts as, quote, a drug deal, unquote. Unfortunately, too few folks are watching to increase pressure on Republican senators to do right. Too few of us are even capable of changing our minds based on facts. Too many root for blue or red as they would for sports teams. I'm an Aggie. You're a Lobo. The facts are clear. They're not pretty. The question Republicans should focus on is whether or not Trump's misconduct warrants the drastic step of impeachment. I think so, but we do not overturn elections lightly in this country. That's the robust debate we ought to be having.
Peter Goodman's column can be found in the Las Cruces Sun News and under local viewpoints at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG or NMSU.